This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frieda Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Now, all us Asians love our rice, but do we ever stop to think about where our food comes from and what challenges the rice industry could be facing? In an effort to address these issues, I have Lo Rachel, the Chief Strategy Officer of Rice Inc. I'm going to talk about the social enterprise that aims to tackle food insecurity and poverty. So, you know, just very quickly, well, not very quickly, just tell me what Rice Inc. is and how is it a social enterprise?
So Sunrice essentially provides a sustainable supply chain solution to farmers. And we focus predominantly on the post-harvest stage and mostly on rice. So what we do is that we increase accessibility to farmers to rice drying technology. We realize that a lot of farmers, mostly 80%, don't have access to it. And because of that, they have to resort to poor sun drying methods. And in that sense, they will then earn lower income. So because of Rice Inc., we are able to increase accessibility to rice drying technology. They can then dry their rice and sell it at a higher price, thus increasing their income while also reducing food wastage that can normally be lost in the traditional sun drying method.
Okay, so and this was started by who?
Initially started off with four students from UCL, so Lincoln and some of his friends as well, who started off at the Health Accelerator. So then progressed all the way to the global finals, and then it's become to what it is today.
When was this?
It actually lasted for a year, but we recently were crowned as like the global champions or the winners about a month or a few weeks ago.
Okay, so the company is not even a year.
Yeah, not yet.
Okay, so the technology here is basically helping, instead of using, you know, manual methods of drying rice.
Yes.
This is new technology here. Okay, and what did you learn about the rice industry? What's happening right now?
Right. Predominantly what we found, especially in Myanmar, is that it's a very fragmented industry and that there's a huge power imbalance between the farmers and the millers. And oftentimes, because of that, farmers who are not necessarily well off have to then sell their rice at a very cheap price to maybe greedy millers. And in that sense, we are here then to give that power back to them and for them to actually earn that amount of money and hopefully they live a better lifestyle.
Okay, so what would they be earning before with this? What will they be earning now?
Sure. So their income would actually increase by twice with Sunrice. So it was initially $42 and now it actually increased $84 with Sunrice.
Okay. And why Myanmar?
Myanmar, because we actually partner with the International Rice Research Institute, one of our partners, and they've identified Myanmar as one of the countries that actually do need our help at the present time being, especially because of their very fragmented rice industry.
Right. Compared to Thailand.
Compared to Malaysia as well.
Right. Okay. How is it in Malaysia anyway?
In Malaysia, at the present moment, what we found through our findings and our market research is that actually we're not, in comparison to Myanmar, for example, we're actually much more developed. So in that sense, that's why we actually focus on Myanmar first.
Okay. And with this, the rice that is produced out of Myanmar, is it largely for local consumption or do they actually export as well?
They do export as well, but mainly at the present moment, it's mostly for local consumption.
Okay. And when to start this business, right, you know, what were the initial investments like?
I don't think there were too much. It was more so of because it was part of the accelerator. Mm-hmm. It was all of us just investing time and throughout the whole accelerator program, which was about 6 weeks in the castle. But of course, there were like the back end of the whole year of actually developing the whole project itself.
Okay, so is the investment in technology, the investment, whatever investment is it, what is investment?
Actually, our technology is actually existing technology that we partner with Pioneer Agribiz, which is a manufacturer and supplier of post-harvest technology in Myanmar.
Okay, so what will be the business model for you guys?
The business model, essentially, so what we do is that we provide a drying service to farmers. We charge them a fee. And from that, the farmers also have an option to then store the rice with us. And what we do after when we do store that rice is that we wait till the prices are higher and then we sell it off at that price. So when we do, we actually earn a significant amount of profit. We then give that profit to the farmers and we take a small commission from that fee.
Are they local among the team who have started ricing? Are there anyone from Myanmar?
No, but we have a very strong Southeast Asian background. So there's seven of us. There's a mix from Laos to Malaysia to even from like Czech Republic and Hong Kong.
Right.
But we've grown up in areas of Vietnam as well and Sri Lanka.
Okay. And what was it like doing, you know, dealing with Myanmarese farmers? I'm imagining language, I'm imagining culture. That's what have been some of the things?
It's been a whirlwind of a journey, but what we found is that they're amazing people. They're really kind and really open. What really helped us was our partnership with the International Rice Research Institute. They're based there in Myanmar as well. And what we found is that they've been working on the ground with us very closely. They help us translate. They help us reach out to the farmers as well. And also because they've been doing their research there as well within those villages, we're able to tap into that network as well.
Okay. And when you talk about the rice in Myanmar, is that different from what is popularly used in Thailand? Or Malaysia, is the rice different?
Well, there are different varieties of rice. It's more so of, I would say the quality and the standards are still similar. It's just more so of this different variety. So it will differ according to different market tastes and stuff like that.
Okay. And, you know, obviously at this point, are you guys profitable yet?
Well, we just started our business and we just had a few customers.
Right.
So it's a little difficult to say now.
Oh, so you know that you'll break even after 2 to 4 harvests. Mm-hmm. So it's harvested once annually, twice annually. So you've got about 2 years to sort this out, right? So this is the biomass dryer technology, right? Mm-hmm. And it's existing technology.
Yeah.
How do you guys discover this?
I think it was more so, we initially started with the solar bubble. And a solar bubble is basically a rice drying technology that's mobile. But what we did was when we brought it there to Myanmar, we tested it out, we found, the capacity was not large enough to actually dry the amount of rice. So then we looked into other existing drying technologies and we found the biomass dryer.
So with the solar one, what is the output and compared to what you've got right now?
If I'm not mistaken, it was, I think 4 times less.
Oh, yeah, okay.
4 times less. So essentially, like our biomass dryer right now can dry around like 4 to 5 tons of rice per cycle. And we can run about 3 cycles a day if we can, yeah.
All right. And who? So you guys are based there most of the time?
Yes. Right now, our pilot is based there. So we just started with our first dryer about like a few months ago.
Okay. And the focus is going to be Myanmar for now?
For now. But we definitely have plans of looking into other areas, so other different countries and also other different types of grain, because the dryer can actually dry other beans, like for example, coffee beans and peanuts as well.
Oh, I see. So you can use all that. So and so it's Myanmar. And what will be the next countries that you'll be looking at?
We definitely have in mind, for example, like Vietnam, Philippines. There are actually quite a large range of markets that we've also identified.
Okay. And you have successfully identified and secured, 6 other installation locations?
Yes.
Right? For your hubs, right? So where are these places and why these places?
Right. Some of them are actually within the area. So right now, we're in Gyopin Sakan Village in Lepadan. So they're within the area as well. And we've identified through talking to the farmers, through Iri as well. Iri is our partner that we've talked about as well.
Okay. And in terms of the kind of output they have, how many tons are we looking at of rice per harvest?
A little unsure on this because we're still calculating it and understanding, because with we're actually seeing different types of grains of rice and we're exploring. So that's why at the present moment it will be 500 tons.
Okay, so you're looking at the different kind, and and they are open to changing the kind of rice, or they're going to stick to the rice they know?
It really depends, actually. So it depends on the market as well. So if it's the market that that says, okay, we want this type of rice, then they'll probably go with that type of rice.
Okay, now you were recently awarded $1 million in funding by the Halt Price, right? This is jointly organized by Bill Clinton and the United Nations. Obviously, the I don't know if the money has come in yet, but what do you plan to do with this?
That's a great question. So essentially, what we plan to do is definitely invest into our technology as well, and actually focus on expansion. But at the present moment, we're still discussing with our partners on the ground, and that's actually happening next week.
Okay. Yeah. So and this competition, though, I mean, is that open to what? Who else took part in this competition? Who were your competitors?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So essentially, this was a university-wide
competition.
Okay,
so it is a competition.
Yeah, it is a competition.
Okay.
So students from university to MBA students can also join as well. I think one of the notable ones were the top 5. So we presented at the UN. So the top 5 teams range from agriculture to medical supplies and stuff like that. So first, I think there was also another irrigation team that focused on irrigation. They're from IUM in Malaysia as well. So it was very shocking to like see another Malaysian team there. Aside from that, there was also a team that focused on growing seaweed and bringing it to consumption for consumer products. There's also another one where they sterilize medical products as well.
And where are these countries? You're talking from all over the world, right? Yeah. But the top five, where were they from?
They were mixed. So, for example, the IUM team was actually from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, there were teams from Oxford. So they were from UK and the US as well.
Yeah. Is this the first time that, you know, a Malaysian organization has gotten this?
I think very well so. And especially it's a Southeast Asian team. I think they were very proud that, oh, wow, Southeast Asian team actually emerged as one of the champions.
Okay. And so we're going to look at doing the funding. And when you look at after the four cycles, right, what is the long-term picture? Because you said there's so many other countries to help as well. Is that, do we have a roadmap of how many tons? You know, what is the projection?
Right. That's a good question. I think in that sense, it's still somewhat, we're still in discussions in terms of this, but we definitely are planning to look into different areas of, for example, maybe having our own brand, our consumer product as well. So besides that, exploring different markets, we definitely have that in mind.
Okay, so rice and rice products under your own brand, mm-hmm. and then being able to, I guess, move up the value chain in that sense.
Yeah.
Ah, so that, what you think that's foreseeable in the next 5 years?
Hopefully, if we do work hard.
Okay, so, you know, it's going to be exciting 2019 mm-hmm. when the money comes through.
Yeah, indeed.
And has this competition been going on for a while, though?
Yes, it has been. And they recently announced their new theme, which mm-hmm. is youth unemployment.
Mm.
Yeah, so a lot of students worldwide can actually join this competition as well.
Okay, and this year's theme was?
Energy.
Ah, right. So, okay, turning, okay, enhance this. All right, all the best. Very exciting that a Malaysian team has been awarded $1 million in funding by the Halt Prize, which is organized by Bill Clinton and the United Nations. I've been speaking to Rachel Low, Chief Strategy Officer from Rice Inc. This is Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.